Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Who's that, Mitch? Who? What? No.
Romney. Sorry, I want to say...
You say Mitt Romney?
Yeah, that's what I want to say. Mm-hmm. But R-I-T-T. Rit.
Rit Romney.
Yeah. Romney.
Put your records on.
Rit Romney.
Yes.
Do you think that is a, you know, he's just trying to screw with you? It's Mitt Romney, but he went yeah. Rit Romney.
It's really hard. I always want to, that's the first thing that pops in my mind is that
well,
name.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm sure that was his
intention. It sounds like it. Yeah. Listen, the thing is that's an old Corinne Bailey Rae song. I actually like, I love her version. Like, it just makes me sing and dance. That's good. That's nice. It's nice to hear the song again. I'll tell you that.
I love it.
Record song.
Mm-hmm. It's really big on TikTok.
Song.
It's a new age spin on it.
Yeah, it's great. It's nice. I love that song.
It's that, just it's, what the world needed, Sarah.
What?
What the world
A cover of that song. Needs.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I never know quite what the world needs. If I did, I would give it to them. You know, I guess that would be a skill to have, right? What does the world need? Oh, let me tell you. Mm. You know what you should do, world? Here's what you need. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by TheRadio.com app. Get TheRadio.com app, and you can stream us live every day from any device, wherever you are. And by the way, did I mention that it is free? And yeah, I know.
Oh, it's free.
And amazing. It's amazing. And free. You know, let us know how it's going for you on TheRadio.com app.
Remember, it was free.
Keep that in mind. And also... leave the stream on 24/7.
Please.
Yeah, here's the thing. You know, just turn it down. You know, just turn it off. Just then it's easy. Then you just turn it up when you're ready to listen to us again. If you could just leave the stream on, it'd be so great. Just let it roll. Let it rip. Anyway.
Trash me.
All right, it's time to hear from the GOAT.
What does that mean?
I just sent you a note. I just sent you a note about so no, it's not Tom Brady.
We have because oh you didn't give me audio of Tom Brady yet. So
yeah, right. No, I gave you audio of the GOAT.
All right,
you're such a jerk, man. We just had this conversation, and now you just throw me under the bus.
Here you go.
What does it mean to be the greatest of all time? Sure, you can try to measure it in yards gained, games won, records set, but it's so about cool. More than the numbers. It's about how you come back
watch
from
footage.
A bad play or the hardest year ever. One voice tells you to stay down and take it easy. Another one says, get up, show your teammates and your neighbors, hey, we got this. It's about celebrating each other and being responsible. You want to be great? Make everybody around you better. Look down the field and find a way to keep moving the ball. The greats take it as an article of faith that the best is yet to come. So, here's to the greatest player we don't know yet, the greatest play we haven't seen, the greatest beer you maybe haven't tried, and the greatest year that's still ahead of us.
Now that's a goat right there. Look at that.
I will marry you, Joe. I will. Yes,
you got
a thousand
it.
Times yes. I love you.
So that is an ad for Guinness that is absolutely great. Post that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page,
you
would
got
you?
Got it.
Thanks, Brittany. So interspersed with some great footage from games that he played and, you know, fumbles that happened and then him getting up and getting back after it. There are shots of the interior of a bar that has been closed for the last year. I mean, it's actually, it's a very poignant thing, and it's a positive message talking about the year, the greatest year that hasn't even happened yet. And they're all, of course, holding Guinness. I love Guinness. I got to tell John to get some Guinness for tonight.
Yeah,
I love Guinness. I'm really influenced by ads and by just hearing things in general, like lasagna. I'm making that. Guinness, I need to have one of those immediately. So there you go. That's an ad for Guinness that's going to air during the Super Bowl. And it's, I just thought that's a very nice message. That guy is the GOAT.
You know, what's funny is that Vinny's been arguing about that for, I don't know, a decade.
Well, he finally won me over.
Yeah, apparently now you're seeing that side.
I really am.
Coming around to yours. It's
because
weird.
It's really not just entirely. It's
turned.
Not just, you know, stats and numbers. It's an attitude, you know? It really is kind of that winning attitude. Tampa, in case you hadn't heard, is hosting the Super Bowl. It's usually a huge boom to the local economy. And even though Florida does not seem to have the coronavirus, or at least does not seem to have any worries about it, it is going to be different this year. And while there still will be plenty of people coming into the area, it's not going to be nearly like, you know, it's only a quarter of the fans, I think. And everything's been scaled down so much that it's not going to be the moneymaker that usually it is. Supposedly, and I don't know if this is happening, the next Super Bowl that hasn't got a city set is in 2024, and they're talking about letting Tampa have it again just to give the economic boost to the community. Talking about it, supposedly. Maybe that's just hopeful, wishful thinking out of Tampa, but that's kind of the rumor that's going around right now.
Well, that's also the way they probably will try to deal with the Olympics as well, which is, you know, Japan kind of got, not kind of, really got burned by this, you know?
Yeah,
and that just
no
goes
question.
Back to, I've said it, I don't know how many times, but there are people worldwide staring at the heavens going, why now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know what I think of is, you know, people are starting businesses at random times all the time, right?
Yes.
Can you imagine if you went all in and launched your new business just as this crap hit?
March 1st of last year.
You run out of money and gone out of business before you ever got to start.
You didn't even get a chance to try.
Right.
It's really, it's heartbreaking. And everybody has that, their angle on this thing that is...
their story, their reason for being down.
Right.
That's why the ad that Joe Montana did and things like that are so necessary. We do need rallying cries and people to sort of remind us that, you know, there's a positive spin on this. We can get to the other side of this and move forward, and life will return, and it's necessary.
Absolutely true. You want to hear one sector of business that has had an incredible year? It's sewing machines.
Oh, I was going to say Amazon, but sure, sewing machines have done well too.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Amazon was always going to do well. That wasn't a surprise.
Right.
The surprise winner is sewing machines. Like, people who make sewing machines and places that sell sewing machines, they say sales are up 127%. And those are big ticket items, you know. I mean, I'm sure you can get a sewing machine for $100, but if you're getting a decent machine, it's at least a couple $100, and there are machines that you can pay $30,000 for a sewing machine.
Well, the weird thing about that, because I think every industry has had, for example, because so many people are out of work, there's a lot more people out surfing. That's closer to my heart than sewing, but a similar situation has happened, and yet you can't get the equipment because they can't make them.
Right.
Like the supply chain. So I don't know, are there sewing machine
apparently
surplus?
There are sewing machines in stock.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. Good for them then. They've been able to really fulfill the demand.
That's huge. Actually, they're saying the biggest sector of sewing machine sales is men. That men are sewing. And there are more men crafting now than ever. You know, a lot of guys I know have, like, my idea is I get... you know, John wants to make lamps out of musical instruments. Like, John wants to do that and just, but doesn't. And I'm like, we could set you up. I'll get the electrical stuff that you need, and you come out there and weld. You've got a little spot welder.
Is this before or after he does your full list that you have for him?
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to let him have an hour or two to himself a day, Bryn. I do try
That's
to let that
nice
guy.
Of you.
Yeah, it is. Between that and golf, he gets plenty of time to himself.
You mean you're giving him time on top of his morning yoga? I'm shocked.
I know. Well, you know, he does. He squeezes that in while I'm still occupied with the show.
I see.
And then, of course, at some point, he's got to get to my list and make dinner. So, you know, he doesn't have a lot of time. But, you know, I think every dude has this thing that, like Bryn, you have to have something where you're like, I wish I was set up to make this. You're a totally crafty guy.
A million things, of course, yeah.
Well, and I guess in a way, you're crafting that studio of yours. Like, some of the crap that you can do now, just because of the pandemic. It's insanity. Like the thing you came up with yesterday, I'm like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. Amazing. He's got all these, he's unstoppable. So I'm not super surprised that actually George Clooney was the one who kind of brought the whole sewing machine thing up because he was saying, I have been a bachelor for so long that I'm actually pretty handy with a needle and thread. And he said, you know, I've actually like done emergency sewing on Amal's dresses more than once. And he'll sew up the kids' clothes, which I don't know if I buy that, but okay. But he's saying they call them the sew bros.
Well, he cuts his own hair, maybe.
He does, you know, right. Sure. He's definitely a do-it-yourself.
There's something to that. I know that being a bachelor as long as I was, you learned to take care of yourself. There's no one that comes in and says, I'll get that for you.
Yeah, mom's not going to sew your pants for you. And, you know, you learn how to sew a button back on. It's not hard.
Yeah, it isn't hard. You're right.
No. The sew bros. I think it's adorable. Bryn is actually a very good
I wouldn't say very
seamster.
Good. I sew when I need to sew. I'm not great at it.
What would you
Couldn't
call
do
a,
what
man,
you do.
A male seamstress? You Are you a seamster?
Sure. I'll take that. Let's see. Let's look it up.
Because you're not a seamstress. Well, anyway, that's that actually, I wasn't even going to do
it
that
is
story.
Seamster.
Seamster.
Yeah.
It's like a teamster, but more of a seamster.
Or you could just call it a tailor.
Oh, yeah, you that know, makes more sense.
Gender neutral.
That's true. There you go. Taylor. Well, he's also a streamster. He's got it figured out.
A streamster.
You're adorable. All right. Every year, EA Sports runs a... EA Sports.
It's in the game.
Nice. They run a simulated Super Bowl on the latest edition of Madden, and they've been right 11 out of the last 17 years. They're not always right, but they're better than 50%. In 2015, the game not only correctly predicted a Patriots win over the Seahawks, but it nailed the final score, 28-24. It was right last year. It had the Kansas City Chiefs beating the 49ers, 35-31, and the Chiefs did end up winning 31-20. So who are they predicting this year?
The Tampa Bay Bucks.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. That's incorrect. They're saying it's the Chiefs outgunning the Tampa Bay Bucks. They say their predicted outcome is 37-27 with the score tied at 27 with 6 minutes left in the fourth. Mahomes outdid Brady hard in this game, too. Touchdowns.
Sounds like a good game. I mean, it was tied up.
Sure, it was good.
Yeah,
exciting last 6 minutes.
They're really, a lot of people anticipate this could be the best ever, which might make it the worst ever. Who knows, you know? But they're both good teams. I'll tell you something, though.
Well, they're both hungry for it, that's for sure.
One of the stories that came out was a person who was cutting hair for the... Did you see this?
I'm not sure. What
okay.
Is it?
The Kansas City Chiefs had a barber who was going to cut hair, and apparently this person had taken COVID tests
leading up
to the day. Did you hear it?
That there are a couple people who are in question because of a COVID?
No, this person had been... So I guess the story goes the barber had taken COVID tests 5 days straight, negative every time, took one the morning of this big haircut day where they were going to run the team through this person's chair, and they tested positive. They were like on the second person's hairdo when they realized this person's positive, and they shoved him out of there and moved him on.
So the story
that person could have given the whole team COVID.
So I think the two players they're in question because now they have to quarantine because it takes a couple days to get to the
right
to get to a testing place. Yeah, that was the story I heard. I hadn't heard that it was from a hairdresser though.
Yep.
That's not good. Let's hope that Mahomes didn't go first. Hey guys, Mahomes has a haircut commercial.
Yes, he does.
Which if you know
State Farm.
Right. If you can save, if you have my hair, you can save. And then these guys get the hair and
all his friends have the guy's bad hairdo.
State Farm says, No, this anybody can have this, and they look at him. Like, oh, sorry guys, my bad. Here's just some little fun facts about the game.
Okay.
Kind of fun. Kansas City Chiefs beat the Tampa Bay Bucks in Tampa by 3 points in their only regular season matchup, 27-24, back in November. This will be the fifth meeting between Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They're deadlocked at 2-2 after their first four matchups. Mahomes was 6 years old when Brady won his first Super Bowl with the Pats in 2002. When Brady was six, Chrysler introduced the first minivan, and McDonald's introduced McNuggets. Also, A Christmas Story was released. Michael Jackson's Thriller debuted on MTV. In terms of endearment, won the Best Picture Oscar. Let's see. That is also when Tom Brady was six. U.S. researchers first announced the discovery of the AIDS virus. And obviously, there's still no cure, though there are many treatments and medicines. So that was what was happening when Tom was six.
Crazy.
The most common jersey number for a Super Bowl quarterback is?
12.
It is 12. It's appeared 30 times out of the 55 Super Bowls. Actually, out of the 54 that have been played. It doesn't even include this year with Brady, so that'll be 31. More quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl wearing that number than any other, 17 times. But they've
trying
also
to think of some of them. Terry Bradshaw, I think, was 12. Roger Staubach. Was Roger Staubach? I don't know. There's a lot of 12s like that. That we've moved on from that now. And you saw, you know, like Favre was 4 and Montana was 16. Young was 8. But a lot of 12s. That was an
so
easy
it's
one.
17 times that someone wearing number 12 has won. But they've also lost more than any other. 13 times. So look at it. I'm just saying. As for Mahomes' number 15, that jersey has appeared 6 times and has a 4-2 record.
15?
His number's, his number's 15, they're saying here. Huh. I couldn't have told you his number. I should have. I'm such a fan.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Overall, the Chiefs dwarf the Bucks in Super Bowl experience, largely because they were in the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, look at this. The number 12 is Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach, Kenny Stabler, Jim Kelly, Bob Greasy, Joe Namath, Tom Brady.
Yeah, so lots of appearances in the Super Bowl.
It looks like Aaron Rodgers is also 12. Is he 12? I don't know. Anyway.
Is he? I don't know.
He must be. Yeah, they've got his name here on the list. Anyway.
Well, 30. It'll be 31 times after this.
Nice fast fact. Good job.
I know. This is a good little fast fact, right? The Bucks are the... Oh, I don't care about the seeds. I don't care about that. Let's see. It's 30 points. Who got the first ever Gatorade bath after winning the Super Bowl?
Madden.
Parcells.
Oh!
It was after New York beat the Broncos in Super Bowl 21 in 87. There are four franchises who've never been in the Super Bowl. Can you name them?
The Lions.
Yep.
The Cardinals?
No.
Ah!
The Browns, the Jaguars, the Lions, and the Texans.
Oh,
All of those but the Texans have made it as far as the conference championship. But the Texans are really the worst of the worst. And the distance for the longest field goal in Super Bowl history, it was set
63.
By
63
40 54 in Super Bowl 28. I mean, certainly there have been longer field goals, but for the actual Super Bowl 54, Steve Christie, he's a Bill And he said it in Super Bowl 28.
What are you doing ducking? My wife walks in with messy bedhead and is trying to be quiet, and I'm trying to show you guys her.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. She's hiding under the desk.
Yeah, she just reached under and gave me and goosed me.
Is she there doing IT work for you?
Can you be any farther under the table?
Oh, there she is. Oh, leave her. She put a box over her head. I'm so glad we're taping right now.
What are you doing? Wait, am I even getting her in the picture?
Well, let her know she can find this clip on Instagram later, Vin.
Yeah, let her know that she's the clip of the day.
How are you going to get out of here with a box on your head?
She's a Robox.
And I love how it's also upside down.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's upside down.
Oh, no. Oh, it's back. Okay.
And there's your clip of the day.
All right.
Yay.
Where did she find a box lying around?
Looks like a paper. Looks like under the table. You know, for reams of paper or something. All right, Ben, what's coming up?
No one wants a guy to arrive early. Nobody.
Oh.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.